At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Batchelor, CBS Eye on the World, with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Columbia Legislature. This is the New World Report. And Maria, I come to you. You were in the U.S. for these last days, but you certainly knew the news from home. This is a report from Reuters in Bogota on the 17th of June, last week. Colombia's National Liberation Army, the ELN, rebels on Thursday last week denied any role in a car bombing at a military base that wounded 36 people, causing serious injuries to soldiers and minor ones to two U.S. military advisors. Why is the ELN denying this, given that it's a terrorist organization? Who is responsible for this bombing against the army, Maria?
They deny it. But investigations that are moving forward are showing apparently that there is an alliance between ELN and one FARC dissident. Remember that ELN today is the most powerful guerrilla, terrorist guerrilla group, that during President Uribe, it was almost destroyed. However, during the peace accord of President Santos, they got very strong because President Santos ordered to stop fighting the coke crops. The FARC that didn't sign the peace accord, now divided in two. Gentil Duarte, 30th Front, and Ivan Marquez, New Marquetali. This bombing apparently has a linkage with Ivan Marquez, New Marquetali, working together with ELN, attacking the military. However, which is very curious and very disappointing, is that any measure to control who was getting in the base, in the military base, that were also together with the American soldiers, because we have a cooperation treaty signed very long time ago. So nobody took care of who was entering. Nobody. There were no dogs specialized in explosive. There were, you know, any tool that could prevent that this happened. So this move to start an investigation from the Attorney General to see if there is any kind of corruption that makes, you know, people from the army cooperating with the terrorist guerrilla.
Joseph, we have logged the disorder in Colombia these last months, especially the disorder in Cali, and now we have a bombing in Bogota. The general understanding is there are outside actors, and one of them is Caracas. Other players, Havana is involved in Caracas. And the plan was to destabilize democracy in the region. This bombing of the barracks, to my knowledge, this is the first bombing like this we've chronicled. Does this indicate to you how the effort to undermine the democracy is going? Is this a measure of frustration? Is this escalation of the contest? How would this be interpreted from the point of view of people who wanted to say that Duque's government is illegitimate or trying to wreck the elections? Bombing the barracks in the U.S. would rally the American people. Does it rally the Colombia people?
It could. I mean, they had a big bombing back in 2019 in Bogota that was carried out by the ELN, and they bombed the military barracks that almost killed a lot more people. I think it killed a dozen or so, but it would have killed a lot more if it actually hit its intended target. But this bombing, I think the most relevant part of this particular bombing is it happened in a town called Cúcuta, which is very close to the Venezuelan-Colombian border. And, you know, John, we've been talking for the last few months about another border conflict that's happening further south along the Colombian Venezuelan border in the Venezuelan state of Apure, or the Colombian state across the border of Arauca. And so what I think we're seeing is another border conflict erupting. We already had the border conflict, the armed border conflict between the Maduro military and the dissidents of the FARC in Apure. And now we're potentially seeing terrorist actions and potential more conflict and bombings in Cúcuta. And I think this does play into the hands of Maduro and his strategy of expansion and territorial conquest. Because the more conflicts he could place on the border between Colombia and Venezuela, the more he can mobilize more he can mobilize Colombian military to the border and then escalate tensions so that they can essentially bring a militarized zone to those borders. The borders between Colombia and Venezuela are under a tremendous amount of stress and tension. And so this bombing is just a further evidence of that. And I think it's a clear message also to the Americans who are advising the Colombians in this effort, that they're also not safe as they're going to be in Colombia, because obviously there's two American soldiers that were wounded in this tragic bombing in Cúcuta.
Senator, we have less than a minute. If you'd comment, did your trip to Washington, was it successful? And did you communicate to authorities there about this disorder that's created in Colombia by Venezuela and bad actors? Are you satisfied that America's listened?
Yes. We visited some congressmen. We get very useful information to show all the fake news created by a strategy who is very well financed. And all this is a strategy is to defund and destroy.
Right. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal, she's in Cartagena, Colombia. She's back in her own country. Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. We're discussing the disorder in Colombia. We're going to turn to the threat of Iran in Venezuela when we come back. Also ahead, comment on the virus in coming wintertime in South America. And also, good news about retiring to Mexico. It's popular. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.